Good afternoon. We'll have partly sunny skies for a time today, although eventually clouds will win out as the front, which scoured out all that humidity from last week's heat wave, makes its way back toward us as a warm front. And an increase in humidity will also be noted as scattered showers and thunderstorms pop up through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Still, with enough sunshine before the clouds take over, temperatures should reach up into the high 70s and lower 80s on average. Through the evening hours, we'll have cloudy skies and muggy conditions overnight with additional scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm. We'll also pick up some locally dense fog overnight as temperatures drop back into the 60s. For tomorrow, with the front overhead to start the day and then pushing up toward the Canadian border during the afternoon, the humidity levels will only increase and it will be notable. Otherwise, cloudy skies with occasional showers and thunderstorms around, still temperatures will reach up into the lower 80s. The cool front associated with this same system will make its way toward us on Tuesday night. It'll be around for Wednesday morning before pushing off the eastern seaboard, scouring out any clouds and giving way to increasing sunshine. The humidity will go back down through midweek and highs on Wednesday will reach about 80. This will leave us with comfortably mild air on Thursday and Friday with partly to mostly sunny skies, temperatures on Thursday in the upper 70s and back into the lower 80s on Friday. Another wave of low pressure is set to arrive for the weekend, bringing us at least a chance of showers and thunderstorms for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs back into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Upper Great Lakes and Upper Mississippi Valley into Kansas and western Missouri. Low-level moisture return ahead of a cold front combined with surface heating should result in a moderately unstable air mass today with very strong instability possible over Iowa. Thunderstorm development should occur by early afternoon along the cold front into Iowa, although models suggest low-level convergence may be a bit weaker with the southward extent along the cold front. The stronger instability may compensate for the weaker forcing to support thunderstorm development, especially across Iowa. Effective bulk shear is forecast to be the strongest over northern Wisconsin into western upper Michigan, with the potential for supercells in this region. This is the same area that should have the greatest tornado potential today. Effective bulk shear southward along the front will range from 30 knots to 35 knots, suggesting a mixed storm mode with hail and damaging winds the primary threats. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 102 set in 1926, and the record low 47 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:26 p.m., 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and cloud, scattered showers, and possibly a thunderstorm today, especially closer to the Lake George area, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy and becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy, becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and highs around 80. Mostly cloudy and becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and, again, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, good chance at showers, possibly a thunderstorm, much more humid, otherwise cloudy in the lower 80s. Clouds in the morning Wednesday, then increasing sun around 80, mostly sunny, pleasantly cooler on Thursday in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Friday, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms possible over the weekend in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.